Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So, you know, I'm watching Luka tear apart the Suns, and my takeaway is, well, Chris Paul can't defend him. Booker's not going to be able to defend him. Mikal Bridges can do a little bit. And then I look at the Warriors and Kuminga and Draymond and Wiggins, and I'm like, they can kind of throw different guys at him. Now, you're not going to stop Luka. But I do think the Warriors have can make him work for his points more. And I think that's why I like Golden State in this series. I mean, do you have some thoughts about how to defend Luka, how the Warriors will defend him? What do you make of that series?
I do think Golden State has enough bodies to throw at him, and they're not going to play big. I think the mistake that the Phoenix Suns made is they played all three centers. They were stubborn in their defensive coverage, and you left Ayton and McGee and Bismarck, all these guys in one-on-one situations with Luka, but not even Luka, even Spencer Dinwiddie. I mean, yesterday he had a field day going at those centers and got going, and Jalen Brunson. So I think with Golden State, they got multiple defenders they can throw at them. They're going to play small, so they'll switch the pick and roll, and it won't be as many open threes as you saw the Phoenix Suns give up to the Dallas Mavericks. So I think that's where the advantage comes in with Golden State. And then also, too, on the flip side to that, Golden State can really shoot.
Yeah.
So this is a different animal compared to some of the teams that they went into, I guess, in Utah and obviously Phoenix. They can shoot it from a lot of different spots. So it's going to be a totally different series.
Well, that's a really good point, Antoine, because even Joy and I love the Suns. We said all year, the hole in the Suns is they don't shoot the three at all. I mean, they really struggle with it. Jay Crowder is often their best three-point shooter, and I mean, Poole can shoot a three, Curry can shoot it, Clay can shoot it, Wiggins is okay. So I think that's a point. If you were Golden State, would you speed it up? What would your theory be on the pace of play against Dallas?
I would speed it up. They can play that way. One thing about Golden State is that, you know, Steph can go 5 for 17 from the three, and they can still win. Because you got a Jordan Poole, because you got a Klay Thompson, you got Andrew Wiggins who's playing really good basketball right now. I do think, though, in this series, though, they're going to miss Gary Payton, you know, second. And it's crazy. I do think they're going to miss him because of his versatility, of him being able to guard 1, 2, and 3, could hurt them a little bit. But I just think with Golden State having a home court advantage, their experience of knowing how to win and in these type of series, I just like Golden State to win this series.
Yeah, Golden State's interesting. You know, Antoine, I mean, if you go back to that championship series against Toronto when they literally were heavily favored and fell apart physically, they'd have another championship. And I honestly feel like if Peyton was here and you told me nobody got hurt, they'd win this year. I feel they're a problem for Boston. I want to go over to the East. I kept saying all year, I understand Miami's got depth. I love their coach, their culture. I don't know how they score against Boston. I think Boston's going to shut them down. I think Boston's going to give them a lot of problems. What do you expect from Miami against this Celtics defense?
It's going to be tough, and this is the reason they brought in Kyle Lowry. And obviously, we know he's been hurt with this hamstring. I mean, I wonder how healthy he is. They need him to be another playmaker. Jimmy's playing great offensively right now, but Miami plays off those two guys. This is not a series that Bam Adebayo cannot be active offensively. He has to put some pressure on Al Horford. He has to offensive rebound. Because the shooters are banking on Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry to get them shots. They get a little bit more offense. You know, Tyler Herro obviously can create his own shot. But this is a big series, too, for a guy who's came on late. Can Victor Oladipo get him some good minutes? Can he be creative on the offensive end? I do agree with you. I am worried about the Miami Heat's offensive ability to create points. Because Jimmy Butler's going to have to go for 40 every night to have an opportunity to win. It's going to be tough to do that against Boston. They'll load up on him and force him to be a passer all day long.
Are you, Tatum's interesting. He just, every year he got like 12% better. Are you surprised how good Tatum's become? Because I look at him now and I'm like, oh, he's like a top 6-7 guy in the league. Are you surprised? Or did you see it coming as a former Celtic? Did you see it coming?
I knew he was the next one up. Did I think it was going to happen this soon? That game 6 was unbelievable. I think that was the best game of his career in a situation with an elimination game on the road. He took it upon himself to be the star. 32 shots. He shot 15 threes, 46 points, put the team on his back, and put them in a game 7 situation. I think that's when you become superstars in this league, when you can go do it on the road. And that's the difference, Colin, to why you pay a guy $15 million. Well, you pay him 35 because they can go on the road and get it done. And I think he put himself in the elite category.
Yeah, no, I Giannis is great. I don't think Milwaukee's athletic enough. I feel like they have to add another athlete. Chris Middleton's loss is so obvious. They just need another guy to get a bucket. I thought they just Bobby Portis, Grayson Allen felt like liabilities. You know, Giannis is obvious. I think Giannis is the best player in the league. But it was, did Boston, I mean, if his mid-range jumper's not on, he kind of rushed things. What did you take away from Giannis in the series? Or maybe just do we say, it was 1 against 5. He just couldn't do it.
Well, I think he had to become a volume shooter. And Giannis is not a volume shooter. This is a guy that's going to shoot 55, 60% from the field. Because he's going to hover around the basket. He's not going to take 20 shots. He's more of a 15 to 18 shot guy. But with Milicic being out, he had to become a 30 shot guy. And that's not his game. Having him to have to force the off on the offensive end is not what he wants to do. And he did it. He did a great job of it. Unbelievable series. He put that team on his back. And usually when a guy have a series like that, they have an opportunity to win. And he gave his team every opportunity to win. The problem was the others were not good, and you just alluded to it. Grayson Allen, Bobby Portis, Wesley Matthews, those guys were not good offensively as well as defensively. Pat Connaughton and Grayson Allen got taken advantage of.
Yes.
Obviously, they really went at them guys. You know, when those guys got on them, the Tatum and Jaylen Brown saw them guys on them. Their eyes got big, and they scored just about every time. So you got – and the others for the Celtics were terrific. I mean, Marcus Smart, Al Horford early in that series played great. You know, Grant Williams, whoever thought he would make 7 threes. So everything that you needed from the Celtics hit right on top. And If I'm Giannis, I feel really good. But we got to get us an athletic wing that can defend.
Yes,
I got to get another. I got to get another shooter.
Yeah,
and that's not no knock on Wesley Matthews. I thought he did a great job this year. But you got to get a little bit more athletic at that spot, and you got to add a little bit more 3-point shooting. I know that's hard to say, but you got to get somebody to knock down some shots. They were horrible from the 3-point line.
Terrible.
In that series.
Terrible.
And you know, your best player is not a great 3-point shooter, so you got to put some shooting around them. So they got to continue to try to find some shooting if they want to continue to try to compete for championships.
Antoine, so I went and asked the staff this morning. I said, championship teams have flaws, even the all-time greats. But one of the things you don't find a lot of, or at all, is championship teams have a terrible contract. That limits your flexibility. It limits your bench. It's not good for the culture of the team. If the Sixers sign Harden, that's a terrible contract. And my takeaway is Tobias Harris, Thybulle, Maxey, Embiid, you don't need another star. You need another player. You need another nice player. But you win a lot of games. And if you're healthy in the playoffs, Maxey's getting better every week. That's a real team. I think if you sign Harden, you've eliminated yourself from championship material. That's the worst contract in the league. And the knock is, you promised him a deal. If you don't give it to him, other players will say, don't trust Philly. And here's my takeaway on that. Harden has quit on multiple teams. I don't think players will look at Harden and say, well, you can't trust Philadelphia. Because I think players look at Harden and go, he's a lot of work. I'm not Harden. I play defense. I think you could walk away from Harden, have him opt in for a year, get out of the deal, and Philadelphia is going to be fine. People are going to want to play in Philly with this team. That's my takeaway. What do you do with Harden now?
Well, I trade James Harden. And you, I know, Colin, you go hard on Russell Westbrook. You said the Lakers got to get off him. I think the same thing with James Harden. You got to trade him because he doesn't fit into what you're trying to do. And he obviously showed that. You need a guy that's going to be aggressive offensively. You need a guy that's going to get you 20-25. And obviously his game has changed now. Two shots in the second half of a deciding game. That's not where his game is at right now. He struggles right now to get by people.
Yes.
On a consistent basis. So I don't know what his value is out here. I don't know what you can get in return for him. But I think you speak volumes when you talk about the cores in place. Maxey's 21 years old.
Yep.
B's 28. Tobias Harris has a couple years left on his deal. I think you sign back Shake Milton. You bring him back. I think he's a good young piece. You know, you got Thybulle. So they got some pieces in play already. And I think you just try to find another. You may not be able to get the caliber superstar back like a James Harden, but you can get another player that can play that's going to be aggressive offensively.
Yep.
Maybe try to add some 3-point shooting to go around and beat. But I think you don't want to lock yourself into a contract to a guy that the expectations are super high. And he cannot fulfill them.
Yeah.
And James Harden does not want to be that guy that averages 25 and 30 points a game. I don't think he fits into what Philly's trying to do.
All right, my man, Antoine. Can't wait for these games to – well, it almost looks like a nice day in Chicago. Is that a painting behind you, or you got sun in Chicago today?
Listen. We've been good for the last 8 days.
Ooh.
It's been great.
8 days.
It's almost summertime. We broke records last week for weather in May.
Great seeing you, my man.
All right.
Antoine Walker. Yeah, I mean, I'm the same way on this. Like, this idea that Philadelphia doesn't have a good core. I have a superstar. I have an emerging star. I have my Tobias Harris 3 or 4. I've got my defensive stopper. Just give me, I mean, like, I'll just throw a player out. I'm not saying he's available. If you could get me a Jalen Brunson, a Spencer Dinwiddie, nice players in the NBA. I don't need a star. But we one of the things we have with all these teams right now, like Miami and Boston, great cultures. Golden State, Dallas, they got Porzingis out. Remember, he was the head. He was the problem. Oh, Dallas's culture is really good. Like, when you're not great, culture and coaching become really, really valuable. And Philly's not great. So, like, let's figure the culture thing out. Harden's not good for culture.
Well, really, if you look at this entire postseason, the teams that have been moving on and have success have deep benches, which we would never talk about being something of value in the postseason.
Yeah.
I mean, when people talk about, oh, they're a deep team, they forget that. Who are the stars? It's always about who are the stars. Yeah. Well, this is a year where the stars have not been. That's not what's been the story.
Yeah.
And the Sixers were the only team that made a big swing for a star in the middle of the season that were still in the postseason because they went and got Harden.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I still think they won the trade because they got a body on the floor.
Yeah, they played.
Right. But they were kind of that team that was still in that outlier, we're relying on the stars type of situation. If everybody's the same, essentially, everybody has one star and then a deep, well-coached core. Well, if you get an injury or your star gets injured, what are you going to do? You're not deep enough. You're not well-balanced as an organization.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
So Gronk has not officially announced his plans for next season, but he may have hinted that he's stepping away. We're kind of waiting to find out if he's going to be there. He's already retired once, so it wouldn't be that shocking if he didn't play this year.
Yeah.
But Leonard Fournette posted on Instagram a screenshot of his tweet. I wonder how many 7 jerseys I'm going to see in the stands this year. And Gronk replied, I'll represent a 7 in the stands for you.
There we go.
So maybe we're getting a little insight, you know, follow the breadcrumbs. He had 55 catches, 802 yards, and 6 touchdowns last season. Obviously, he is Brady's favorite target, old reliable. He has had an unbelievable Hall of Fame first ballot career. I wouldn't be surprised if Gronk stepped away. I know that he's not going to play with anyone else, obviously. He doesn't want to play with anyone else, which makes sense. Why would he? But Gronk's also shown the ability to step away from the sport, have success, and be happy. So I think he only came back for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It's a lot of wear and tear on Gronk's body. He's had a lot of injuries. And, I mean, when he retired the first time, he was like, my body just can't take it anymore.
Well, he's not, you know, he's lost a few steps. So he doesn't pull away from anybody. When he gets brought down, he gets hit. And you can't, and
well, he's still a massive person. Like outside, maybe he's not the same, you know, brute that he was when he was in his younger, healthier years, but he's still a huge guy to get on the ground. So you got to tackle him hard.
I know he's still a young man. He's taken a lot of hits.
He has, but he is always in the right place at the right time. He's a very smart football player.
Yeah.
And Tom knows that. That's why he relies on him. And obviously their relationship is a huge core of that offense. And he was a big leader for the team as well. Obviously, Tom Brady had an MVP level season last year. I don't think he'll be okay without Gronk, but I'm sure that Brady prefers that Gronk be on the field, but we'll find out soon enough. Cornerback Jaire Alexander will be staying in Green Bay, though. He reportedly agreed to a 4-year, $84 million extension with the Packers, which includes a $30 million signing bonus, which is the largest ever for a defensive back. The deal also makes him the highest paid corner in the league with a $21 million annual average. Now, he had a shoulder injury earlier in the 2021 season, so he only played 4 games. In 2020, however, he had 51 total tackles, 13 passes defended, 1 interception, a sack, and a forced fumble. And according to Pro Football Focus, he posted the best defensive grade and the best coverage grade among every player at his position in the 2022 season.
Well, if you take Aaron Rodgers out, most of their good players are on defense now. And I think he is as good as anybody they have. He's a great player. You got to pay him. There's just not – he's one of 4 or 5. He's not quite as Jalen Ramsey. I mean, I shouldn't even say that. I think Jalen takes a lot of big chances. He's as good as any corner in the sport.
And this is a premier position that you pay. This is one of those positions that's at the top when you're building an organization that's going to win and have sustainability.
Yeah,
this is one of those positions you have to pay.
One of the 5.
Everyone is looking for this.
Edge rusher, corner, receiver. Yep.
Yes. So the Grizzlies had one of the youngest rosters this season with no one over the age of 28. And they'll have some decisions to make during the next few years about who to keep long term. But their GM, Zach Kleiman, wants to make sure the organization does what they have to do to keep their young core in place. He said, we're not going to have any issues paying anyone we want to pay. There's never going to be an issue with retention here. We're not worried about small market notions or any of this or that. We're not going to have any issue whatsoever keeping together whoever we ultimately decide along the way.
Well, smart teams don't have bad contracts, so it's amazing what you're allowed to do. Like, Golden State's really well run. Think about this. They've got Steph and Clay and Draymond and Looney and Wiggins and Poole. And, I mean, like, so it's like, if you draft well and develop, it's amazing. You can bring Andrew Wiggins in, and it's like, how many mouths can they feed? We say this about the Rams. Well, everybody goes, oh, the Rams have all these stars. Yeah, but 14 of their starters, they drafted and developed. Their interior O-line, their linebackers, their safeties. So it's like Memphis is very well run. You get into problems when you pay James Harden
or Russell Westbrook
a massive deal at the end of their career. Then it's funny. Then you suddenly can't afford a bench or anything.
I think that we're coming into a new era of the NBA, and you've seen it over the past couple years, because people have talked about Golden State being a super team forever, and it's a nonsense notion. They're not a super team. They drafted and developed those players.
Yes.
The reason they had the ability to bring in a Kevin Durant is because they were so well run that they could have that core of great players and still have money to pay a Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
So you can be mad all you want about these teams that are able to have all these stars and make all these moves and have flexibility and be there every single year competitive.
They don't have a terrible contract.
They're well run. They don't take these big unnecessary swings in order to stay relevant. Of course, you should always be aggressive. Of course, you should always be trying to improve and, you know, adjusting things if you don't reach the ultimate level of success of winning a championship. And even when you do that, you can't just rest. You have to see who's moving on. What kind of trades are you going to make? But to be a well-run culture, to have a base of how you treat people, how you are coached, You don't have panic when things don't necessarily go your way. If there's a big injury, you don't freak out. You're not taking these big unnecessary swings. Then you're able to regroup every single year. I think Memphis is building something that is very sustainable. They obviously have their leader in Ja Morant.
Yep.
And you saw that they can still make big pushes and have success even when he's not available. So yeah. they're gonna do what they have to do to keep this young core in place. And as they develop and grow together, you know, each year they're improving and improving. Then eventually that's how you get to a championship is don't have the panic. And you're seeing that with the teams that are remaining in the postseason now.
Yeah. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. Let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Well, the NFL schedules were released last week. Now, everybody thinks schedules are a little overrated because you do know who you're going to play. You just don't know when the games, like, when they get stacked up. How do you end? How do you start? But I think all that stuff matters. You know, if you have a new coach, I think it's much harder. If you have a new coach and a new quarterback, if you have a tough September schedule, that's no good. Mac Jones last year, he had to face, I think, Dallas in his rookie year, and Brady, you know, you want to move in gently. Trevor Lawrence with Urban Meyer, neither kind of knew the NFL. Like, you could have used an easier division or an easier schedule. So here we go. We're going to play playoff or way off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Start with the Falcons. Playoff or way off?
Way off. By the way, in their first 7 weeks regarding the schedule, they face both of last year's Super Bowl teams, back-to-back games on the West Coast, play a road game against Tom Brady, and they have the latest bye in the league, week 14. This is not a great team. This is not an easy schedule.
The Browns, playoff or way off?
Playoff. Now, the division's brutal, but if Deshaun Watson mostly plays early, you know, couple, 2-3-game suspension, they have the second easiest schedule in September. So even if he missed September, they can compete in those games. And I think with an elite quarterback, Pittsburgh doesn't quite know what they have with Trubisky. I think they're a playoff team.
Cowboys, playoff or way off?
Way off. I know the division's easy. Three of their first five games are against Brady, Burrow, and Matthew Stafford. Now, the schedule's not brutal, but they'll probably be off to a slow start. And this is a team that lost two of their top three receivers in Amari Cooper and Cedric Wilson. It's remarkable how many people are ignoring that they lost Cedric Wilson, one of the better threes in the NFL. So I don't think they get a scheduling break in terms of ease of it, but September is tough.
The Broncos, playoff or way off?
First 9 weeks of the year. So they have a new coach and a new quarterback. So how's September, October? They have the easiest schedule in the NFL in the first 9 weeks. So it's as if the NFL said, we want this thing in Denver. We're going to put it on TV a lot, and we want it to get some momentum like Peyton Manning's first year in Denver. Let's really ramp this puppy up, give them... You know, you don't have a lot of brutal games early for Denver, so they got a scheduling break.
Packers.
Sneaky, tough schedule. Way off. I think Minnesota wins the division. They have the toughest five-game stretch in the league, on the road for four of the five games starting in week five. They also have five primetime games, so they have to play, like, sometimes later than scheduled. They got a really bad break. In terms of time, they get fewer days off, less rest, and some of their better players are older. So I don't think it was a great schedule for them.
Colts, playoff or way off?
A playoff. Division's not great. Middle of their schedule is not easy, but they do open up with the Texans and Jags. So Matt Ryan's brand new. You're like, okay, let's ease into it. Texans, Jags.
Yes.
Probably start 2-0. New quarterback, new momentum after that disastrous ending. So I'm going to put the Colts in the playoffs.
The Chiefs.
Playoffs mostly because of their talent. Listen, they're not going to have an easy schedule because the division's brutal. Notable opposing quarterbacks, though. They face Kyler, Herbert, Brady, Carr, Allen, Herbert, Stafford, Burrow, Wilson. So I've said this before. I'm not shocked if they sneak in as a wild card team. They're a playoff team, but... they face the most great quarterbacks in the NFL.
The Raiders.
I don't like the way the season ends. They have the toughest last five-game schedule. Five straight games against five playoff teams. So that's brutal. But I think they're a playoff team. And I also think their additions will serve them well at key spots. And remember, last year, without great depth. They played really well late in the year. Now they get an offensive coach, not an interim coach, appear to have a competent GM. So I think they're a playoff team.
The Dolphins.
I don't like the way they start. I mean, this is a... So I've got a new coach and a lot of new pieces offensively, and they start with the Patriots, Ravens, Bills, and Bengals. It's like, yeah.
It's tough.
That's brutal. So a lot of moving parts on the offense. They also didn't get a break. They faced Aaron Rodgers on Christmas, so they're way off.
The Saints.
Way off. I don't know if they got the right coach. I don't think they're great at quarterback. Nine teams on their schedule made the playoffs. Do you know only the Rams have more? And the Rams, the league wanted to make sure the Rams had a tough schedule. So the Saints, with a coach we're not sure of and a quarterback we don't love, nine playoff teams.
Steelers.
Playoffs, barely. Sneak in, kind of. They have five primetime games, so I don't think that's an advantage. New England played a lot of those during their run. A lot of late night games, a lot of primetime games. You become a target. You know, there's more asked of you on primetime games from networks. They face division rival Baltimore in two of their final five games. So that's their season. If they can split with Baltimore, they're probably in.
The Niners.
I don't like their schedule at all. I think they're way off. I think their schedule in the middle, they face in successive weeks Mahomes, Stafford, Herbert, Kyler Murray. They face nine elite quarterbacks, and they're not sure what they are at quarterback. I thought their schedule was brutal.
The Seahawks.
Not good. They open way off. They open with Russell Wilson, who's got a bone to pick with him, so that's brutal. Drew Lock against Russell Wilson. They also, once again, because of their division, face nine playoff teams. So that's like Seattle. Although I do think Seattle is pivoting to, we're very comfortable in our growth process.
Right.
I think Seattle wants the number one or number two pick. I think they're going to get it.
I mean, they should.
And they've earned it. They've got equity with fans there. They've been very good. So it's like, you know, Jordan left and all the guys left. You get some draft picks. You've earned equity. You're not, your season ticket holders aren't going to bail for a couple of rocky years.
If you're going to rebuild, rebuild.
Yep.
The Bucks.
Playoff. The schedule early isn't easy. Dallas, Packers, Chiefs, three of their first four. And they do have, this is not great, they have two late West Coast trips. Tampa's a long way from the West. So they play San Francisco and Arizona out West. But I think their division's weak and the NFC's kind of weak. And again, if they were in the AFC West, you'd look at those West Coast trips and you'd be like, ooh, that's punitive. I think they're fine because they're going to beat Carolina twice, Atlanta twice, and New Orleans twice. So they'll be able to overcome the West Coast roadies late in the year.
Commanders.
Way off, and they got a huge scheduling break. It's the easiest schedule in the league. There's no other way to put it. I just don't love their team. They also have a weird Week 14 bye. I don't know why the NFL has to give somebody a bye late. Like, Week 14, what's the point?
Yeah, that's rough.
You don't want it in the first four, and you don't want it in the last four. You want it right in the middle, and everybody's getting worn out around Thanksgiving. But that's a way off, not a playoff team. God, San Francisco's schedule. Brutal. Could you imagine if Russell Wilson hadn't left the division, and you had to play him twice, you'd have 11, like, elite quarterbacks?
Don't you just love that they're starting with Seattle, though?
The NFL knows what they're
doing.
It's
so good. It's the petty Super Bowl.
It is the petty Super Bowl. And the NFL's always really, I think more than any league, really paid attention to the schedule. Like, it's a chess game. They're trying to put Aaron Rodgers on Christmas. What a shock that's when Aaron plays. Boy, between the NBA and the NFL, Christmas is now the best day of the year for sports.
Yes.
I mean, seriously. See you tomorrow. In LA, it's The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.